Proclamation number 5624 of 13th of March, 1953. Blessed lot and activity in the spiritual realm. A truly blissful fate awaits you if you enter the kingdom of the beyond, richly blessed with spiritual possessions. Then you will immediately be able to tackle tasks which make you happy yourselves. You will feel an abundance of strength and want to pass it on, because you also know that there are beings which are completely powerless and whom you can help. And your will turn towards these unfortunate ones. And now your actual activity begins to redeem bound and happy souls by imparting to them a spiritual good you possess yourselves. By working with the treasures you have acquired on earth through a life of love. You possess strength in abundance. And you see the torment of the powerless souls, for your eyes are open to the fate of those who dwell in darkness. You can see them in their unhappy state. You can join them, but without being recognized by them as belonging to another sphere. Your will to help becomes overpowering in you. With perseverance and love you try to encourage these souls to work themselves and to acquire the strength for it through love. The will of such a soul to help the suffering souls will already provide them with strength, and your constant effort will be to stimulate this will, because you cannot help them otherwise if their will opposes it. Yet new strength will always flow to you, and therefore you will not tire in your redeeming activity. You all have souls close to you whom you can help, and that makes you happy that you can hand out and thereby receive ever new strength, that ever brighter light surrounds you, and that you may carry the light wherever your love urges you to help. The actual activity cannot be explained to you humans. But no soul is idle which stands in the light and thus has spiritual wealth to show. The union with beings of the same degree of light increases their power to help, and together they now pursue the work of redemption to also carry out difficult rescues, for which the strength of the individual soul is not yet sufficient. What it has acquired on earth in spiritual goods increases more and more in the spiritual kingdom, for it distributes and receives ever more of it the more it gives. A comprehensive knowledge fills it, and knowledge is light. Therefore it does not fear darkness either, because it can always radiate light if it wants to. But its abundance of light remains hidden from the souls of darkness until they long for light themselves. But the soul of light sees everything, for it the darkness is no danger and no terror, only a merciful love fills it when it sees the powerless souls which cannot free themselves from their unhappy situation. And where there is love, there is also salvation. For this reason the light is constantly brought into the darkness, and the soul is worked on with love and patience until they seek to change, until they themselves want to receive light too. Then the rescue work will have succeeded, for now the soul can be given what it lacks, the soul of light can give itself away, and it will be all the happier the more willingly its help is accepted. For it leads the souls to God which have been lost to him for so long as they languish in darkness. Amen.